Well, good morning. It is a little later. It's a little after 11 on Sunday. Hope all who hear this, hope you're having a great morning so far. It is, it's trying to be spring, which is amazing. And trying to storm. Just some thoughts today, some things that I wanted to pass on to you is, if you're not feeling something, don't do it. I think I talked on my, my last episode about how, trust your gut. And again, this morning, I was reminded going through some stuff and reading, one of the little saying was, if the whole world was blind, who would you impress? And, kind of like reading that again, okay, wow, if the whole world was blind, who, would you impress? And it's, it really makes you think more about your, your character, kind of the attitude that you have, which is not necessarily bad, your personality, how do you, come off to people, your tone of voice, your kindness, your compassion, your caring attitude, how does that come off to people? Especially the tone. I know I have to work on that myself. I have definitely, have to kind of readjust sometimes. I have to bring it down a few octaves. I've had to work with my son on that, and sometimes we have to correct people. Sometimes people get mad and angry and lash out and they're like, oh, wait, I'm sorry. Or sometimes they come off with like this attitude, like, hello, and we all catch ourselves doing that sometimes along with other people. But the more cautious of it, and the more you're aware of it, that's the other word I like better because the other word's kind of hard for me to say sometimes, but the more you're aware of yourself, the more you're aware of what does your face look like, especially when you're having maybe a long conversation with somebody, the more you're aware of your tone of voice and, maybe you're sitting there listening to somebody and you're already kind of, you're listening and you're already thinking of maybe stuff to say, oh, okay, how could I respond to this or that, being more aware of that can help you to truly listen to your gut, can truly help you be more aware and help you make better decisions, can get you out of situations that you maybe don't want to be in, whether it's a situation or it's with a person or it's a job. It's, maybe a vacation you're going to take. Maybe you're like, yeah, I want to go to the mountains and, spend a weekend or a week, whatever, in a cabin and, whether it's cold or warm, yeah, that's where I want to go. And then maybe like a couple days before you're like, I really, really don't want to go, I think I just want to stay home, or actually I think I want to go to a different place or, hey, maybe I want to go to the beach. Or maybe I want to go, maybe I want to go skiing instead or, whatever, it might be better to like go visit my sister or my brother or cousins or, whatever. So don't be afraid to listen to that gut and listen. Don't put yourself in bad situations if you don't have to, if there's some place, you just really got to listen to yourself. You got to listen to your body. You got to listen to your mind. And when something's telling you, like, honestly, I didn't want to go to church today. I just didn't feel like going. I feel okay, but I'm just like, it's nothing against God. It's never anything against God. The church is a building. Granted, the church is supposed to be his people. And at times it is. But there's times when you struggle with it. Maybe you struggle with the people inside that church. And that's okay. I told God this morning, I said, I really just don't want to go. It's nothing against you, of course. I love you and you're amazing and you're my God, but I'm just not feeling it today. Like, I just want to stay home and do a few other things and like talk to you wonderful people. So just wanted to put that out there. Again, listen to your gut. again, who would you, if the whole world was blind, who would you impress? So let's definitely learn to focus, you know, a little more, not so much on the outside appearance. You know, we don't want to get, you know, obsessed, a bad obsession, you know, with our outside, what exactly we look like. But, you know, definitely on the inside, how do we talk to people? How's our tone of voice? How's our character? Maybe we need to tweak a few things. You know, maybe we do need to be more aware of what we, you know, how we sound when we talk to people. You know, make sure our tone of voice is good. So hope you get something from this. Always let me know if you have any questions or comments. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I keep waiting for it to rain some more. It kind of is. It's kind of not. I was all prepared for these storms and they haven't shown up yet. So, which is not a bad thing. So, but I hope y'all have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon.